Restoring My Soul, Friday the 5th of December. Applying ourselves to the Word. Every time that the Lord speaks, it is straight from the Scriptures by the Holy Spirit. For this reason, Christ's messengers must be spiritual. That is, they must be able to receive the ministry of the Spirit in the fellowship of the presbytery and proclaim this word through testimony. This is essential to their sanctification and the efficacy of their ministry. Significantly, their qualification and capacity to proclaim the mystery of God is not their formal training, nor their natural capacities. Rather, it is the grace of God which is multiplied by offering in the fellowship of the Spirit. As they maintain their participation in this fellowship, they are preserved from the form of ministry that Paul described as peddling the word of God. They do not exceed what is written in the Scriptures, nor do they avoid passages of Scripture that challenge the carnal expectations and conduct of their hearers in order to appease them. Everyone who receives the words of Christ through the ministry of his messengers is illuminated by the Spirit and joined to the fellowship of the presbytery. The presbytery's fellowship is with the Father and his Son. The prophetic word is confirmed in our hearts as we hear the message and apply ourselves to search out the Scriptures as a participation in the fellowship of the word. Describing the importance of applying ourselves in this manner, Peter wrote, "And so we, as a presbytery, have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17, 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, Acts chapter 17 verses 11 and 12, and 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 19 to 21. For further study, Hebrews chapter 2.